We are back with another episode of Never Trust a Skinny Cook. Mike Cummings, along with my friend Miss Sammy Quiggins. And Miss Sammy, today we are going to talk about some sweet stuff, aren't we?
I know. You know, I've been trying to give you all these good old chicken recipes and low calories things, so I threw that all to the wind today.
Okay, well, I'm kind of excited. What do we got today?
Well, the first one I got here is a fresh peach slush. My friend Joey Smith, who worked for years at First Tape, made a peach dessert, which was wonderful, and this is not that, but this one's pretty good, and I can make it easier than the recipe, you know me. And I've been getting some really pretty good peaches. My friend Thurman, you know, checks out the farmer's market twice a week for me, and I don't know if it's Mitchell Butler or somebody's had some good fresh peaches, and so I've been just eating mine, but I need to make this dessert with it, because I've made this before. It's really tasty. Are you ready for me to roll?
I am.
Your first layer is a cup of chopped pecans, a cup of flour, and a half a cup of butter melted. And you just mix all that together and spread that in the bottom of my favorite 9x13 pan. And you bake at 350 for about 15 minutes and let it cool. And then your next layer is 8 ounces of cream cheese softened, 8 ounces of Cool Whip, a cup of powdered sugar, a teaspoon of vanilla, and a teaspoon of cinnamon. And so you mix that and spread that over that crust. And then your third layer, the recipe, as I say, has this, and I'll tell you my easy way later, is 3 cups of sliced peaches, or kind of chopped, and 2.5 tablespoons of cornstarch, and a cup of sugar, and a teaspoon of almond flavoring. And you combine the peaches and the cornstarch and sugar, and you cook that over medium heat for about 5 minutes until it's thick, and you remove that from heat and add the flavoring. And you cool that completely and spread over the second layer. And my easy way is, you know, at the grocery up there where they have the strawberry glaze in a package and they have peach glaze in a package.
Right.
And I took my peaches and put them in that peach glaze rather than cooking the cornstarch and the sugar. And that sort of cooked your peaches. So I really liked it better in the peach glaze, because that way your peaches are really fresh tasting. You know, if you cook them with that cornstarch and sugar, you're softening your peaches and they taste more like a peach preserve or something.
Uh-huh.
Take those fresh peaches and just chop them and put them in that peach glaze. You know what I'm talking about? I know everybody. I know people do.
I do, you know, yes.
It's in that envelope, and you mix a package of that and put your 3 cups of peaches, and then spread that over the top of your 2 layers you already got in there. And then you top it with about 8 ounces of Cool Whip, or if you really want to be good, you can whip real cream and put over the top and let that get cool. And that's a really refreshing, tasty, really a good dessert, I think. I mean, I like peaches, and I really like that.
I seldom find a recipe with peaches in it that I don't like, so.
Me either. And, you know, for years, all of us here, we had Spencer's Orchard peaches, and I would go down there and buy half a bushel and freeze peaches, make peach pie, make peach cobbler, do everything I could think, and then just sit and eat them with the juice dripping off my elbow.
Right.
This dessert's really a nice thing. It's easy to make. You put it together. If you're going to have company or something, you can make it, you know, ahead of time, early in the day, put it in the refrigerator, and everybody likes it. And as I say, I really prefer it with the bought glaze rather than cooking that one, because I like the fresh taste of the peaches. Where if you cook your peaches with the cornstarch and sugar, they taste more like cooked peaches, you know.
Right.
But that's a really tasty dessert. Now I got a golden rum cake.
Okay.
You want to get wild? Let's have a rum cake.
We'll be talking like pirates.
I know. You know, it doesn't have a lot of rum in it. And as you know, when you cook with rum, or you cook with any liquor, when you cook it, the alcohol's gone out of it. You're only getting the flavor. And this cake makes a pretty heavy cake and a pretty big cake. And, you know, if you want to serve it, it freezes wonderfully. Then if you want to take what's left, you know, wrap it in foil or put it in a sealed meal and freeze it. And then you bring it and thaw it out, and it's good. I like a rum cake. Anyway, you use a cup of chopped walnuts or pecans. I usually use pecans because that's what I have. 1 package of yellow cake mix and a package of instant vanilla pudding. And 4 eggs, 1/2 cup of water, 1/2 cup of vegetable oil, and 1/2 cup of dark rum, and 1/2 cup of butter, and 1/4 cup of water, and 1 cup of white sugar, and 1/2 cup of rum. But this comes later in the glaze, those last ingredients. And you preheat your oven to 325, and you grease and flour. I use that Baker's Joy, you know, in a pan, a 10-inch bundt pan or a angel food pan, and you sprinkle the chopped nuts over the bottom of the pan. And then in a bowl, you combine the cake mix and the pudding mix and mix in the eggs, a half a cup of water, oil, and a half a cup of rum, and blend that well. And you pour that batter over your chopped nuts in the pan. And you break in a preheated oven for about 60 minutes or until a toothpick inserted into the cake comes out clean. Most everybody knows how to tell that. But, you know, it's somewhere around an hour because you got a big, thick cake in that pan. And you let it set for 10 minutes in the pan, and then you turn it out on the serving plate. And you brush the glaze over the tops and sides and allow the cake to absorb the glaze and repeat it until you use all the glaze. And to make the glaze, in a saucepan, you combine butter, a fourth of a cup of water, and a cup of sugar, and bring that to a boil over medium heat and continue to boil for 5 minutes, stirring it more or less constantly. And you remove from the heat and stir in your half a cup of rum. And then you just keep adding that. I usually take a toothpick or something or a fork or an ice pick. I have an ice pick. I mean, you know, young people don't know what an ice pick is. And I make some holes in that cake and let that glaze run down in it. And it makes a really good moist cake. And as I say, it makes a pretty good sized cake and quite a bit of cake. And as I say, if you don't use it all, it freezes wonderfully.
Okay.
And unless you have a bunch of company or, you know, you're kind of a pig like me, it lasts a long time.
Okay.
You know, that was a little cup of coffee, Mike, or a glass of milk, or a Diet Coke.
I'm in.
Tasty little snack there.
What else do we have today?
I got a buttermilk pie.
Okay.
Which doesn't sound good to a lot of people, but one of my favorite pies. It's somewhat reminiscent of a chess pie, but you use buttermilk in it. It's 1 1/3 cup sugar, 3 tablespoons of flour, 2 eggs beaten, 1/2 cup of butter melted, 1 cup of buttermilk, 2 teaspoons of almond extract, 3 tablespoons of sliced almonds, and 1 unbaked 9-inch pie shell. And the almonds and the almond extract are my addition because the original recipe called for vanilla. But I love that almond taste.
Mm-hmm.
Combine your flour and sugar to mix it well, and you add your eggs, your butter, and your buttermilk beating well. I mean, these are pretty simple instructions. And you stir in your almond extract and you pour it in the pie shell. And you sprinkle the top with those sliced almonds. And you bake at 400 degrees for 10 minutes and then reduce it to 350 and bake for 30 or 35 minutes till the center's firm. That's a really good pie. I love the almond taste. And you don't really taste buttermilk, you know, in the sense of people would say, well, I don't like buttermilk. But you don't taste buttermilk. It's a good pie. You've probably eaten buttermilk pie various times.
I have, and I like them.
I really like them, too. I like them plain, too, but then sometime I was sort of experimenting. As I say, I like almond extract and several things. I make a pound cake that I put almond extract in, and I thought, I'm going to try putting the almond extract instead of vanilla, and then I happened to have in the freezer a sack of sliced almonds, and I laid them on top, and that's a good piece of pie. That's good with a cup of coffee, a glass of milk, or a Diet Coke, or just by itself.
Okay, it sounds good.
It does. We'd enjoy that, wouldn't we?
Absolutely.
I think I'll go make a chicken casserole and a buttermilk pie.
Okay, and what time should I stop by?
Anytime, Michael.
Okay. Well, Miss Sammy, we want to remind our listeners, if there's any of the recipes that we have talked about here today that you would like a copy of, very easy to get. All you have to do is send us an email here at the station, wxbc@bbtel.com, or you can skip the middleman, send it to Miss Sammy direct at sammyq@bbtel.com. Just make sure you put attention Skinny Cook in the subject line, and she will get those right out to you.
I'll get them out to you, you know, whether they're sweet or chicken or whatever. Wait next week and we'll have another one.
All right. Well, Miss Sammy, what do we always say?
Never trust a skinny cook.